Desperate for your hand. innocence was all I knew. 'Cause all I had to know was you. We were running underneath the trees. I wanna see you face to face. We're being in your arms is the permanent state. I want it like it was back then. I wanna be needed. I remember how you called my name, and I would meet you at the garden gate. How the glory of your love would shine.
Good morning, ladies. Welcome to the gathering. Can you hear me? Maybe a little bit. Well, welcome, everybody. Wow, what an awesome turnout we have for the 2018 fall gathering. And I promise you're going to have so much time to chit-chat with your groups. That'll be really fun. I hope everybody's got coffee. We made a second pot because, you know, on the first day, it's good to hang out and get caffeinated. And there's decaf, too, though. So drink up. It will not run out. I just wanted to introduce myself. My name's Kristen Fresca, and I am one of the leaders of the gathering. And this is just amazing, all of these women here, and there's so many new faces. So I'm grateful that you all showed up. We even had new people show up that may not have a printed name tag. So if you don't have a name tag and I didn't catch you on the way in, Tracy has some in the back, so you can go see her. And if you are not on our roster, if you'll fill out all your information, this week I'll go back and I'll make it look pretty and have a printed version for you next week and a folder, so you'll be all official. So I just wanted to say I'm one half of the leadership team of the gathering, and a lot of you guys probably know Kim Lamakin, who was here last year, and she's still here. And I think it's just kind of funny, not funny, but God is with us and knows what's going on. But we wrapped up the gathering in May last year, ready to go into a great summer. And Kim had a huge tragedy hit her family. Her brother died in a rock climbing accident in Yosemite, and totally unexpected. Young, amazing teacher, just really a star. So it has rocked them, and she can use all of our prayers. But that's not why she's here. She's here for a pretty cool reason. 2 days before he passed away, he was the Teacher of the Year in Lancaster School District. And they just are putting him up for Teacher of the Year in LA, and they've asked for their whole family to be up there for the ceremony. So Kim was torn. She's like, of course it's the first day of the gathering, but she's very glad to be able to be up there with her parents and her brother's wife and to see, and they're just going to keep putting him up through the thing. So he's still reaching a lot of people even though he passed away. So that is why you have me talking a lot today. I will try to slow down, and you will get another face in the weeks to come that you get to see. And the gathering, we've done it, this is our third year. And for those of you that are new, we have gone through books before in the series, and we like to do a topical study that you guys can dig in as much as you want, or you can just show up and see what it is for the week. And we really thought, like, what speaks to women? So you kind of go through different topics, and this time we just wanted to look at our physical, spiritual, relationship, and emotional, like how we can be women of God from that, and we want to grow like Christ in all these different aspects. So we know it's a lot to unpack into 1 week. This week, or this semester, as you'll see when we go through, we are looking at the emotional and the physical, and we'll be doing relational and spiritual in the springtime. But that's what we're looking at. So it's not one book. We were really, we realized some of these topics, we've had different people from our group speaking, but we wanted to bring in the best for you guys. So if we felt like there's a topic that somebody really knows a lot about, we've brought them in. So you guys are going to have some outside speakers coming in to speak on the different topics. So we'll give you those questions as we get those each week. But you'll have your notebook that you're going to keep all of your information in, but we're not going through one single book for the year, if that clears it up. I know I had a couple emails about that. And I think my favorite part about the gathering is just the multi-generational. We've got people that are younger than me, people that are older than me, and you guys are going to walk out on Sundays if you go here to the donut table and be like, oh, I know you. I just saw you at the gathering. It just really expands the church and makes it so much bigger. So that's one of our favorite parts. There is no food at the gathering, but you will see all these lovely selections of cereals, and that's coming later for a fun icebreaker for all those people that like. It's not like games at a shower, because I hate those, but this is like, oh, not hate, that's a strong word, but you know, we won't be too cheesy, and you don't have to eat the food. So I'm going to go a little bit through, you know, like the first day of school stuff, and then we're going to give you time to meet with your groups and get to know them. But I wanted to thank our hospitality team, and if anybody wants to join the hospitality team, let us know. We have it set up. There's a setup team and a cleanup team for all the different weeks, and you can get trained on it. But they are, if you, I'm going to read the names of the people. Amanda Helms, Anna Sario, Shantae Tilden, Debbie Bertog, Holly Bernstein, Janet Vandenberg, Lacey McClellan, Lorraine Meadows, and Sarah Moore. You can give them a big hand for all your coffee this morning. And it was a neat way for them to meet other people, too. And one of the gals got called out for a work meeting, and another one had an injury, and they're like, I need somebody. So someone's like, I'll help out. I show up this morning, like, the whole team's in there getting it ready to go for you. But if anybody else wants to join, let me know. And this is our last job offering, but has anybody ever wanted to be, like, the sound tech person? Like, wonder what they do in that table back there? If that has been the calling of your life or you've thought it's been really cool, they are willing to train somebody up from our ministry. So just put that in the back of your head. If that's ever been you, come let me know, and we can always use somebody to help with sound. Right now we have the only two guys in the The three guys in the building up there. Thanks, Robbie and Ron, to make sure our sound and everything's going. This is not our typical morning, so I want you all to come back next week when we have our actual speaker and the morning. Don't be like, oh, that was boring, I'm not coming to the gathering. But we know time is everything, and this year we got to open up to limited childcare, and we have 9 kids that are set up for childcare so that moms could join us, which I'm very thankful for. This is off the cuff, but I would say if you're going to the bathroom or if your room meets in there, if you guys can be quiet, because usually, you know, like if a little kid hears their mom, then they want their mom. So just be a little bit aware of it when you're going down. This is our first day. I don't want all chaos to break out and them to think their mom's across the room and they can't see them. So, but the kids are meeting in the first room on the left that's kind of across from where our bathrooms are. So if you see little kids, that's why. But we're really thankful that the church was able to put that through so we could get 8 or 9 more moms here. On a typical morning, we start at 9, the coffee's out. By 9:10, I'll stand up and do any announcements for the day. The big thing about the gathering is we want you to learn a lot that week, but we want you to apply it. You know, sometimes you have a Bible study and you're like, okay, great, and you forget about it till the next week you come and you open up your book and you're like, oh, that's what we studied last week. So after we get the teaching, we do our questions, we ask you guys to do an action step. And an action step is one thing that you've learned or you've acted or you've been prompted that you want to do that week based on the study. And so after in the mornings, after the announcements, you'll have 20 minutes to go with your group to kind of connect with your group and to say, hey, from last week, what did you learn? What did you do? How did that change? How did that help? And really people like taking away just one nugget from the week and working on that. And then to be able to, it's kind of a little bit of accountability built in. So we'll do that from 9:10 to 9:30. And then at 9:30 is our large group teaching, and that's